Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The attack last night at Manchester Arena in the UK has claimed more than 20 lives. What sets it apart from other terrorist bombings is that a disproportionate number of young people were among those hurt or killed. Singer Ariana Grande, who had just performed, is a favorite among kids. An 8-year-old girl was one of the first reported fatalities. Dr. Jean Barrison is executive director of the Clay Center for Young Healthy Minds at Mass General Hospital. He says parents need to talk with their children about the attack and beware of their own anxieties when they do.
The parents are going to be reacting much more emotionally than they will have reacted, I think, in other events. When they see children hurt and killed, their emotions of fear, of insecurity, of anger, of rage are going to be picked up by the kids and their family. So when they do speak with them, the kids are going to be feeling a higher level of emotion. When they talk with them about this, they're going to probably have to reassure their children about their own safety and well-being going into the future. But their assurance of safety is going to have to be presented in a little bit of a different way.
In a different way at all for young people here in Massachusetts, because many young kids, depending on their age, of course, may remember the Boston Marathon bombing. I mean, does this kind of compound the fear that they may be feeling?
Yes, I believe it does. All of the research shows that when you're in proximity to a disaster, it strikes home in a much more profound way. And so the kids in Boston who've been through this will probably respond in a much more volatile way.
You deal with kids on a daily basis. Have you spoken with any young people today, and can you share what was said?
Well, I've spoken with a couple teenagers, interestingly, and this, you know, as school is letting out and as they're preparing to go to concerts, they're worried and angry. They're angry that they have to be worried. They're sad about this event, and they're nervous. At least the ones that I've spoken with today are much more nervous than they had been prior to this event.
So what did you tell them, and what could a parent say?
Well, first of all, I have to listen to their concerns. What are you worried about? What are you thinking? What have you seen on your smartphones, on computer, on television? I think the main message has to be that these are extraordinarily rare events, that the likelihood of this happening in a concert that they're going to go to is extremely rare, that every effort is being made by law enforcement officers, particularly in concert settings now, is going to be increased tremendously. So we worry about the random events of life. But by the same token, we can't keep ourselves cooped up in the house. We can't isolate ourselves from society. We have to go about our business. And the chances of a random act of violence, of a shooting, of a terrorist attack, of being hit by lightning is quite remote.
Should parents talk to their children about their own fears, whether they're rational or not?
Yes. First of all, children will pick up, all ages, will pick up on their parents' concerns. And the parents should say, yeah, I worry about you when you're out. Yes, I get afraid of these things. And this is how I deal with it. And I think parents need to be transparent. Now, again, you wouldn't tell this to a preschooler or a school-age child because they can't process that, really. But I think especially with teenagers to say, sure, I worry about you. The reason why you have a curfew and the reason why I want to know where you're going to be and the reason why I want to be sure that you're supervised is because, yes, I worry about you. But it doesn't mean that I shouldn't let you go, have a good time, and grow up and learn to experience these same kinds of things that I experienced when I was growing up.
There will be much more coverage of this. So kids will be exposed to the images of,
yeah,
you know, that 8-year-old and others who lost their lives in this terrorist attack in Manchester. What do you recommend over the next couple of days for kids and exposure?
We have to think of the developmental stage of the child. So preschoolers and toddlers should not be, there should be no screen time about any of these events. School-age children, say elementary school children, say between 6 and 12, they should be shielded as much as possible. But they are very concrete, and they need to know that, for example, when they see these images, they happened once, and they're not happening over and over and over again. They need to know where Manchester UK is compared to where they're living, that this is not nearby them. Adolescents will have more freedom to see these images, and my recommendation is that, for example, we should watch the news with our teenagers. We should see some of the images with them and use it as a springboard for discussing how they're feeling, how they process it, so that they can understand this material much better.
Dr. Jean Barrison, Executive Director of the Clay Center for Young Healthy Minds at Massachusetts General Hospital. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.